My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Stretch, Ron, Grant, and Danny on the Fan. Taking you up to 6:10, Nats pregame, Charlie and Dave. Coming your way in just a few. First pitch slated for 6:40 in the Steel City tonight against the Pirates. The exclusive sponsor of this show is the law firm Condorian Murat. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction and help you to draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you so that you can score a discount. kmlawyers.com. Hopefully everyone is ready for a big Friday night, nice Friday night, and a lovely weekend. I'm going out to a high school football game this evening over in Annandale. Sure, a lot of people are on the road getting to go watch some high school football, but whatever it is you're doing this weekend, looking forward to hearing on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You were on your couch, and you saw a lot of pigskin.
Yeah.
All day Saturday college, all day Sunday in the NFL. What's your Sunday afternoon schedule?
So it's morning games this weekend for your pal.
That's
so
a win.
My oldest has a soccer contest, I think at 9:30. And then my youngest has his first flag football game at noon. So we'll be getting right back just a few minutes after Juan. And I will sit this buttocks right here, right down on the couch.
So you're going to probably miss a lot of pregame stuff.
Yep.
But you will.
Which I don't miss at all.
You're not going to miss a lot of games.
Mm-mm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Let's get our player to lock in on, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop for auto keys and fobs. Visit Baldino's.com. Danny, who's the commander you're locking in on?
We're going to mix this up as the year progresses, but this is week one. This is Jaden Daniels. This is obvious, right? His first test, his first real game, the savior of the franchise, hopefully, against an aggressive and pretty accomplished defense and a really good defensive mind in Todd Bowles. How do you handle the blitzes? How do you handle the bright lights, the adversity, the inevitable setbacks that are coming? How does this offense look? How much slinging it? How much downfield? How much running? All eyes on Jaden Daniels.
The pride of San Bernardino, California. The 23-year-old listed just under 6'4", 210 pounds. Yeah, I just can't wait to see what it looks like. How much they ask him to run. How much read option, even when they're giving the ball to Brian Robinson, what the passing game looks like. I'm really excited to see him throw in the middle of the field on in-breakers, some of the things he wasn't asked to do in college. And as you said, he's going to be tested pretty quickly. Todd Bowles, whatever you think of him as a head coach and you know his longevity moving forward and how long he'll be there, that guy can coach up defense. And his staff's always going to be able to call defensive plays and put pressure on quarterbacks. And we'll see if they try to disguise or just play pretty base because maybe they like their matchups with a pretty good secondary against just an okay personnel group for Washington of pass catchers on the outside. So I'll be curious to see what their game plan is in that regard. But Jaden Daniels is going to see things he's never seen before.
Yeah.
And part of the beauty of his development has been how well he's handled himself, how well this has all gone so far. To an extent that frankly, is almost impossible to believe he could live up to in terms of the reporting out of training camp and just the amount of positivity from coaches and front office people. There hasn't really been a negative word yet, and that's great. But this is now the part where it matters.
Yeah, like, setbacks are coming.
It's easy to have a plan. It's easy for everyone to say nice things until you get punched in the mouth. And maybe it doesn't happen this week. Maybe he has this unbelievable game, and we kind of push reality back a week. Maybe there never is reality, and he's just going to be a two-time MVP as a 26-year-old like Lamar Jackson. But in the meantime, this will be our first crack at really seeing what he's all about.
Yeah, adversity's coming. There's no higher league than this. It humbles everybody, right? Everyone's got to go through it at some point, some way, somehow. And it gets served in a hurry, and it gets served maybe sometimes you're not really ready for it. But it's about what you do in response and how you come out on the other side.
Prediction, Commanders Bucks.
23-16 Tampa Bay. Washington will not be able to stop Tampa through the air. And Washington does not have enough on offense. It's a ground and pound, slow it down type of punt fest. And Washington just does not have the firepower to match Tampa.
I'll say 23-20. So we've got similar enough games. I've got Tampa Bay winning by a field goal in this game. Maybe I'm underrating Baker Mayfield. I just think he's going to miss some stuff. I know that Washington's going to leave some guys open and there's going to be some coverage problems and Evans and Godwin are going to win in man. I get all that, but Dan Quinn and Joe Witt are here to make those guys better on the outside and to make this defense better. And it's not going to happen overnight, but I think they'll be able to solve some things. I'm just counting on Baker Mayfield being the pedestrian quarterback that I know him to be and not hitting all of his jumpers. If he's hot and he's filling it up and he's dropping balls in buckets, it's going to be a long day. But I'll wait till they play a better quarterback to feel like things get away from him a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have the year he had last year, but I think he's going to have a good week this week. It sets up well for him.
And that game's been postponed, I was just told.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, hello there.
Did not see that coming. That was quick. So has it been raining in Pittsburgh pretty consistently today? I never even heard that.
I didn't know that.
All right, so no Nationals baseball tonight. Here on 106.7 The Fan, as an FYI, which means we will not be turning things over to Charlie and Dave coming up in 3 minutes. We've got a little more time to let
our hair
down.
This whole Nets lineup thing already. I was going to do my DJ Hurst, Baby Shark bit.
I was ready to do weather.
Yeah.
We get nothing. What's the weather, Darius? It's going
to
rain.
All right, very good. It gives us more of a chance to talk about the Commanders this weekend, and we'll get to the Nats at the very, very end of the program here coming up on G&D. Outside of Jaden Daniels, there are other debuts that I'm really excited for. Most notably, Brandon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn said today, confirmed to the media, that we would get a Brandon Coleman debut on Sunday. Then he was asked, is he going to start? And he said he's going to play. Wouldn't clarify, wouldn't specify. Then when asked directly, okay, so they're going to rotate, he basically said, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be some Cornelius Lucas at left tackle. It's going to be some Brandon Coleman. But what if Coleman comes out, looks the part, seems to be in football shape? We could see as soon as next week, maybe, him supplant Lucas at left tackle.
Indeed. And it's one of the major kind of tipping point storylines kind of behind the scenes. I don't want to say under the radar, but it's close to under the radar for this front office, for this staff, for kind of everything. It's one of those validating moves, right? Where if you've got an option in business or with your home or some sort of major thing, and this obstacle, this detriment, this thing that is looked at as a weakness, if you solve it with minimal resources, if you solve it via shrewd, patient maneuvers, everybody thinks you're a genius. Everyone thinks that you are savvy. Right, if you're the manager, we got this multi-million-dollar crisis. Well, I solved it with a paperclip. You know what I mean? If you MacGyver this thing without having to commit hundreds of millions or draft allocation or huge resources in a trade or whatever else, if you end up with a third-round pick solving one of your biggest needs, you can walk around with a little bit of a strut for a little bit.
How about the other rookies? What's Luke McCaffrey do on Sunday? Is Ben Sinnott involved? Let's predict some stat lines for those guys. I'll say McCaffrey catches one ball for 12 yards, and I'll say Sinnott goes 2 for 21.
So I've got 2 for 16 for McCaffrey and Sinnott 1 for 6. I don't see much involved. I see this is Ertz early, Sinnott later as we go.
I think that's fair. A lot of Terry McLaurin, so that means you're counting on Olamide Zaccheaus, Diami Brown, to be kind of the secondary options that they'll major in, or do you think we see Noah Brown right away?
I think Zacchaeus gets looks, a lot of the stuff close to the line of scrimmage, a lot of your bubbles, a lot of your smoke kind of screens, and you know the reverse. They're going to use him as kind of their gadget guy. I think the targets are going to Ertz. I think the targets are going to Eckler and maybe Brian Robinson early downs. I think non-Terry McLaurin division, I don't think any receiver has more than four targets.
So from a rookie class standpoint then, if Daniels, who we talked about, is the bell of the ball, Coleman, all eyes on him when he's in the game at left tackle. McCaffrey and Sinnott kind of take back seats. Jerjan, Johnny Newton, the second rounder's been ruled doubtful, like 25% chance he plays, but no reason to believe he will. The other guy then is Mikey Sanders still. And you're going to see a lot of Mike Sanders.
He'll be involved.
He's going to be wearing number zero in your program. He'll be in the nickel as a starter. Here's where I want to really drill down on him. I wonder if we'll get to see him on the boundary at all. So when there's only two receivers out there, or you're playing goal line or something defensively, and you send out two corners, let's say, is Mikey Sanders still out there, or is he just the nickel corner they view as kind of a third guy? Right away, maybe you give him one job, and you not put too much on his plate, or don't try to load him down, bog him down with too much terminology. But you can't convince me, based on what I saw at training camp in the preseason, that he can't give you more than Forbes did, certainly last year. I guess that'll be determined by how much better Forbes is now, which Adam Peters said on our show a couple weeks ago. He thinks Emmanuel Forbes has gotten a lot better.
Yeah. How much do they value that slot position, right? Because teams are going to line up in 11 personnel, a lot of three wide receiver looks all the time. That's one of those hardest ones to fill, right? That's a really challenging spot. You got enough on your plate just doing that to then also say, okay, then in different personnel package groups, you're going to be opposite Benjamin St. Juiced on the right side or the left side, or you're going to travel with this guy. Maybe that's not fair to a rookie. Who knows what they think at this point in time? I'm more intrigued than I am with, say, with Sam Ristill than I am, say, with Michael Davis or with Noah Igbinoghene. So I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they deploy him. But I know this, that dude is ready to come up and thump. Like, he's here to make some contact and chew gum, and he's fresh out of gum.
Yeah. All right, last thought on Commanders, Bucks, someone we haven't mentioned, something that you're most intrigued by. I'll dive in on Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner at linebacker. I'm just excited to see that the position was addressed and it's going to be a lot better. I think Wagner just brings a professionalism to that level of the defense that they haven't had. And Louvu, people are going to fall in love with. If you haven't seen any of him, you know, after they signed him, you didn't go back and watch Carolina, which, why would you? I understand most people aren't into it to that detail. I mean, the way this guy plays is infectious. There's just an exuberance to it. I think people are going to be really, really fired up by him. So my guess is Louvu makes a play or two that we'll be talking about on Monday.
The easiest way to do a pass rush is just to have a couple of pass rushers and you don't worry about the rest of it, right? Go back to those Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis days with the Colts, where it's bookends, get upfield, we don't really care what else happens. If you don't have that, now it's getting the lab time. Now it's figure out, am I rushing two this time from one side? Am I overloading another side? Am I trying to catch a guard in a stunt or a game? Or am I concocting things this way? One of my frustrations for so many years with Jack Del Rio was it never felt like he was in the lab. It was, I got some dogs, and we're going to hunt, and we're going to go one-on-one and man-on-man and have a you-know-what contest off the balcony. I want some creativity here. I want to see what's it going to look like. Is it Dorrance Armstrong? Is it Dante Fowler in the game at the same time? Eventually, is it Johnny Newton? Are we going bare fronts? Are we overloading certain sides? Are we blitzing? Are we doing zone dog fires? What sort of things are we doing to create a pass rush?
You're unloading the Madden terminology clip right now.
It's going all for it. I want to know.
Bare fronts and zone dogs.
I want to know what we're doing to generate a pass rush. Because I don't think you can just line up with four guys and go, have at them. Let's see what the best man wins. I don't think you can afford to do that.
I remember one time, I don't know why, but Jim Haslett was like super salty because someone had asked him, like, why aren't you blitzing more or something?
Why is your
like
defense
that.
Good ever?
And he's like, what is bringing five? And they're like, a blitz. He's like, no, that's a dog. Six is a blitz. And I just remember that like terminology. I just thought
it's one of my favorite bits where, yeah, it's like, okay, that's awesome. You caught me on like a semantics,
exactly,
thing with terminology. You know, his defense sucks is yours. Right. So if you want to criticize my article or my questions, that's all good. But like, actually, no, that's a dog. I got you. Did you, bad defensive coordinator who can't get a gig? Did you, UFL yeah. guy?
Well, my point wasn't to beat up on Jim Haslett, who was actually a pretty good dude.
Oh, I'm happy to do that. Yeah. I'll take that mantle.
But, I mean, he was fine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Whatever. But the point was just, I just remember that interaction.
Oh, I know.
Whenever I hear the word dog, I think 5 is a dog, 6 is a blitz.
I love that.
Because a lot of people think if you bring any more than the 4, well, then obviously it's a blitz. But his way of describing it would have been, no, 5 is a dog, 6 is a blitz. So if you bring 6, that means you're now officially blitzing.
You're now blitzing.
And I guess, I don't know why he cared so much, but maybe he needed the person to know what a blitz was before they told him how often he blitzed.
No, the point was to show that you know more than the reporter guy.
Exactly.
And to try to not be questioned about your terrible defenses.
There was some of that, too.
That was the point there.
Two more sleeps, people. We are almost there. Jaden Daniels' debut and the Commanders against the Bucks on Sunday in Tampa. A lot of people went to that game, by the way, I know. I got a text from my buddy who was on a plane today talking about how many people were on the flight. But even just like on social media, tweets I was getting, saw some pictures of like Facebook friends I have or whatever, Instagram. A lot of people flew there, which I understand. It's
not a terrible trip to take.
Early September. Yeah. It's an easy enough flight. Tampa's beautiful. You know it's going to be warm, decent weather. I think there is still a chance of rain on game day, but hopefully it's not going to affect the game very much.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be steamy, humid, hot, et cetera, kind of like summertime weather here, but down there in Tampa. Yeah, it's one of those like, it's not like a true road trip game, you know, where you're like, I want to spend a couple days in the city and I want to go to New Orleans and you know, get all the marrow out of it. It's like, yeah, I'll go down to Tampa for a brunch and then go see a game.
Exactly.
Something like that. Yeah.
Tonight we got football, even though it's a Friday. The Packers and the Eagles kicking off at 8:15. Now, here's what you got to know about this one. I believe this is the exclusive Peacock tilt. You got to have Peacock. And if you don't, you're going to have to get it for tonight.
Mm.
Now, I did see that there's all kinds of workarounds people are publicizing. You can get this without giving your credit card, and they give you 2 weeks free Peacock, whatever. Your boy, luckily enough, has the app, because if I need it for football, I'm just going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's number one. So our guy, who's our listener that we love who gets really angry about app streaming football games?
He lives in Hagerstown.
Yeah. Mike in Hagerstown.
Yeah. He's eating his pasta out of the same bowl.
I mean, right now, Mike is livid probably because he just found out that he needs Peacock tonight to watch football. So don't shoot the messenger, buddy. Sorry about that. But it is a Peacock tilt this evening for the Packers and the Eagles. I think two teams that are in really similar spots. Philly's obviously got a better chance to win its division. I would even say they're the favorite. But they're both basically in two-horse races at the top of their division. Green Bay's chasing Detroit, but should make the playoffs. Philly and Dallas are on pretty equal footing, and Philly has to feel good about getting in as well. But like last night when we had the Ravens and the Chiefs, two of the best teams in the AFC, I would say these are two of the top five teams in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, San Francisco is kind of your clear-cut one, right? And then maybe nipping at their heels is Detroit, who had them dead to rights in the second half of the NFC title game before, you know, ultimately, San Francisco comes back there. Then after that, I think it's pretty wide open. I'm more bullish on Philly, I think, than a lot of people are. I think a 6-game swoon that was terrible and awful was just that. I think they're the team with the larger sample, and I don't think Nick Sirianni just forgot how to coach or do whatever. Basically, fired himself as the offensive mind, bring in Kellen Moore. I think they're going to be pretty damn good. And Green Bay is a team on the rise.
The trend line for the Packers as an underdog is really, really good, by the way. Green Bay's covered in 22 of their last 32 games as an underdog, and they've done it by an average of 4 points. Over their last 15, they're 13-2 against the spread in the first 3 weeks of the season as an underdog. Oh, by the way. So they've started very fast under Matt LaFleur. They've done very well when they're not expected to win. Meanwhile, the opposite is true for the Eagles, who have lost 7 in a row. Jalen Hurts has the longest streak of any active quarterback of not covering games going back to last season. I think if you care about ATS for a quarterback, 6-14-1 as a favorite on the road. Now, this is obviously a neutral site game, but quote-unquote on the road. Over the last 20 years, he's the fourth least profitable quarterback as a favorite on the road, as an example. So just some kind of trends there if you're into that kind of thing going into this game. I love this stat I wanted to throw out there. In 20 of the last 21 seasons, as we get ready to embark on a new year, 20 of the last 21 seasons, a team that missed the playoffs the previous year has won a division, worst to first. There were four such teams last season. And get this, 19 of the last 21 years, a team that finished in last place the previous season has tied for or won the division. So again, missing the playoffs to winning a division happens almost every year. But so does finishing last place, like being actually terrible and then really good. Last year, that was the Texans, who became just the fourth playoff team ever who had a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback. Now, Washington doesn't have to worry about that because they don't have the rookie head coach. But generally, if you pair a first-year head coach with a first-year quarterback, you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you think Jacksonville the year before in that same division went from worst to first, replacing Urban Meyer with an adult and Doug Peterson. But yeah, I mean, so you look at the last place finishers from last year. It's Arizona, Carolina, Chicago, come back to them in a second, Washington, New England, Cincy, Tennessee, and the Chargers. Tennessee, Cincinnati was in last place in that division. That's a pretty good worst to first candidate, wouldn't you say? Quote, unquote, worst at 9 wins.
Absolutely. The Steelers have said Russell Wilson was limited in practice today, and he is iffy to start. They're listing him questionable. Right. I think it sounds close to a game time decision for him at this point. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if after all that. Of the consternation and the competition and Wilson being the guy, Justin Fields still started week one? And I actually think it's close enough that if he played really well in a win over Atlanta,
it might be him.
You Wally Pip Russell Wilson, you don't owe him anything. I mean, quite literally, money-wise, you barely owe him anything. Wasn't that a really minimal, like, one-year deal for a few million bucks? They could get out of that without any problem at year's end. I think if Fields plays, goes out and rushes for 90 yards, throws two touchdowns, and you win, he's probably your starter in week two.
I think that's where they're going to be better because they don't have that, you know, great receiver talent that they've had in years past. They're basically a Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth, and Jalen Warren type team. I would absolutely roll with Justin Fields way more often than I would Russell Wilson.
That same division, so the Bengals are playing the Patriots this weekend. I don't know how much of Ja'Marr Chase's press conference you saw today. It was kind of weird. So he said a few things that were particularly interesting. The first was he said whether or not he plays this weekend is his call until he has a contract. Essentially, the idea being, I'll play when I want to play. Now, they probably won't have T. Higgins, or at least may not. He's listed questionable, went from full practice to limited with a bit of an injury this week. Today, they said there's a chance he doesn't play. They also don't have one of their other top four wide receivers. So they may need Ja'Marr Chase to play, but he's saying essentially, until I have a deal, that's my call. So that's very weird. The other thing is, I saw someone asked him, hey, there's a rumor that you want to make like one more cent than Justin Jefferson. Is that true? And he said, if I want to make more than Justin Jefferson, I'm going to get a hell of a lot more than 1 cent more. It's just like a strange, I think it was mostly playful, but like a, this guy really likes Ja'Marr Chase kind of press conference.
Yeah.
He's still agitating. He's still annoyed. He's not completely over the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati, they do not have a history of paying people. That's not really what they do. Now, they paid Joe Burrow, but I think that's kind of the list. They are known for being cheap. Whether that's fair or not, I don't know. I'm just telling you that's what Cincinnati fans tell you, and that's what the internet has affirmed to me many times over. So I don't know, man. I could see the tag game being played. I could see a whole bunch of frustrated Ja'Marr Chase over the next several weeks.
I told you several weeks back that someone was going to wear a Guardian cap in a regular season game. It is already happening. Week one, tight end Josh Weil, who plays for the Tennessee Titans against the Chicago Bears, has announced he will be wearing a Guardian cap.
How about it?
In the regular season. And he had a concussion that he suffered during training camp. Part of his decision is that with it having happened so recently, he's going to wear the Guardian cap. He'll be the first guy to do it in regular season history, presumably. Look, it's a terrible look optics-wise. I mean, it's just aesthetically not pleasing.
Yeah, make fun of me all you want.
I totally understand it. I said on a segment several weeks back, like, this is something I'm not proud of, but it's going to be super annoying to see them out on the field. Dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, if I'm playing, I would think, well, I probably wouldn't do it because it would just look so terrible. But the guys that do, no shame in your game, man. Especially if you had a recent concussion, good on you. You got a family, you got kids, you got a life you're caring about.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do.
Now, again, I'm not talking about playing NFL football because I'm just a zilch. But like wearing, you know, I show up to like this pickup basketball game and guys are wearing braces or this kind of elbow pad or whatever. And we're past making fun. You're talking about injuries. This is, as you said, livelihood stuff. So you want to make fun of me, enjoy it. Do a rookie skit about me, make fun of me every week, fine. I'm talking about, a brain injury? You're going to mock me?
Right.
Enjoy it, dummy.
I mean, you wear so much stuff.
Yeah, I wear a lot of stuff.
Like compression sleeves.
Yeah, you got to keep the sausage casing in.
Headbands mm-hmm. and helmets.
Now, the headband
so
is more
big.
Of an aesthetic. It's a little bit less about protection.
Okay.
But I'm protecting myself from sweat in the eyes.
A bike helmet.
Yeah.
That's the size of like the guy from Spaceballs.
It's like other bike helmets, just bike helmet.
It's like if you had another bike helmet and then you added a bike helmet to it.
Mm. It's just a regular bike helmet, so it goes in your head when you bike.
But yes, you're right. Good for him.
Yeah, but mock away.
I don't want it to become the norm, but I'm just a guy. That's all. They do what you want. Protect yourself. Do whatever you got to do. The Nationals game's been postponed. So if you're just joining us expecting to hear pregame, you're not hearing pregame because there's a doubleheader tomorrow now. Your Saturday Nats schedule, 1:35 p.m. game one. Lefty DJ Hurz will be on the mound against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And at 6:40 tomorrow night, southpaw Mitchell Parker will get the call. A day-night double dip at PNC Park.
So when I settled in last night, the Nats were up 3-0. A little early snow. This feels good. And as soon as I finished dinner, picked up my son from his soccer practice, they were down. I think Pittsburgh had a touchdown in the second inning there.
Enjoy football tonight. Enjoy the National Football League on Sunday. And enjoy what should be a long weekend of the pigskin, including the college game on Saturday. Thanks so much for making the show and this Football Friday part of your afternoon. For producers Darris and Ryan, and for Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for listening. We're back on Monday at 2. The Commanders and the Bucks, 2 days away. Till then, Vargas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.